We went up to Darndale for the fun day and tried to do the broadcast, but as I said, about the elements conspiring not to let us. So what we decided to do was a bit of the fun day down here for a little while to explain what's going on, because there's loads of things. And I have Blades from Sphere 17, I've Tara from the Art Therapy Group, and then John Bacon, he's a member of Sphere 17. And your birthday today, can we sing happy birthday to John? Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. 18 today.
18, yeah. Wow.
Tara's not with us, it's Louise. Louise from the New Life Centre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, any plans for tonight, John?
Just going now.
Okay.
Just going up to the blacker.
low key. Okay, Blades, give us a bit of a rundown before I talk to Louise or John. What's happening up there today? Unfortunately, as I said, we couldn't do the broadcast. We were up there and we had to leave at 11:30. But it looks great and the weather's great and it's terrific.
It's a cracking day so far and the weather has really helped. But I suppose what it is quickly is ourselves, Sphere 17, Louise and the New Life Centre and the School Completion Programme all came together for the last 3 or 4 weeks and did like a big summer programme together. So it was loads of activities and programmes and trips and all kinds of stuff for all the different ages for young people. And we said to kind of finish it like a bit of a big shebang at the end, we'd have a big kind of community day in the park with a barbecue and different activities. So this is kind of like to celebrate the end of the summer programmes, because a lot of the services kind of have a break there or in August and what, so it's just a big get together and it kind of grew legs. Then Darndale football team got involved, DCC sports development officer. It's kind of like a big community day. There's people from a lot of the different organizations are all there, and the numbers it's been busy and busier. It must be a few hundred people at the moment.
Yeah, and I could see crowds coming in from the far end as I was leaving as well. So, and there's lots and lots of things going on, and there's plenty of food up there as well.
Yeah, I'm just gonna mention, because they're having the normal sausages and the burgers and all that, no barbecue stuff. But on the way now, on route in transit, is a big pig on a spit. And I'm very excited about this.
Oh, come on, you're not serious.
Yeah, it's a big... No, it's been cooked from 1 o'clock in the morning last night. You know, okay. They cook it for like 8 hours and then they wrap it and let it sit. So okay. It's been cooked. It's coming. It comes to us like a full pig, kind of wrapped in foil on this huge tray, and we just then unwrap it. And so it'll still have that smell, and it's gorgeous. So, do you know, because, you know, I'm just really excited about this pig.
You're obviously not a vegetarian.
No, I mean, I don't eat meat too much either, but sometimes, you know, the burgers and sausages, do you know, but this pig now, do you know.
Like a giant kebab you're going to have.
There better be some left, won't we?
Okay, since your birthday, John, I know you usually should go to ladies first, but we're going to go to you, because I have to ask you, I seen you down there in the park when you were hobbling around a little bit, and if this had been tomorrow, I'd have said it would have happened on your birthday. You were getting up to all sorts of things, but why is your leg all bandaged up?
I was playing football in the Ash when I slow tackled.
Oh, wow.
I just punched the whole side of my leg.
Bit of a Suarez going around there. At least he didn't bite you, so he should be grateful for that. Okay, and you played the football for him up there all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what you sort of things you get up to in Sphere 17.
Just go in there with a few of my friends and just sit around the place and annoy blades.
What's your most popular thing to do up there? I mean, there's plenty of activity, isn't there?
Yeah. We used to go fishing swimming every Tuesday. But that's over now because it's not over, but it's on a break for the summer.
Okay.
And that's starting back in September, is it?
Yeah.
And okay. Hopefully it'll turn into a lifeguard course.
Yeah, we hope to.
Okay, this is what you'd like to do in the future.
Hmm.
Okay, maybe you make some good friends up there and sort of thing, all through the things. And then he was going out tonight, by the way. You don't know yet?
About roughly 50.
50?
He made it sound so casual earlier
roughly
on.
Roughly 50.
Ah, we're just going out to Blacker, yeah.
We were in the drop-in last night, me and Tara and Sinead, who were the other youth workers with us in Sphere. And John and all the crowd were trying to get us all to come and join them for a few in the black end. Can't really make tomorrow, you know. But one of the days we might come in for one. Yeah.
What have you any aims and things, just a lifeguard type of thing? Anything else you'd like to do?
I'm in at Discovery CTC over in the Bell Building in Darndale. Mm-hmm. And I'm in at a catering course in there.
Okay. I believe you did a good cook-up last night.
Mm.
What did you do?
Enchiladas, fajitas and brownies.
Okay.
We had like a Mexican night.
Yeah.
Nachos. What was the other one? Oh, Chile. Look kind of
it's amazing. If you were to go back, say, 20, 30 years ago, we're melting in here. If you were to go back 20 or 30 years ago, a man cooking and all that, there'd be a lot of slagging going on, peer pressure and all that. And, but today, because of the way things are, like...
Yeah. men are probably the best cooks now.
No. Just because we're three to one at Louise, I don't know whether we should agree with that.
You're right though. It's like
I think there might be a bit of misogyny sometimes with the stations, because there's a lot more men get the programmes on the telly, right? But I don't believe that they're any better. Or whatever. Would you agree with that, Louise? Of course.
Absolutely,
you would.
Yeah.
I think the men are better at the eating.
Oh, they are, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Okay, Louise, tell me about New Life. What's that all about?
It's a community-based centre. We've an awful lot of things that go on in there. I actually coordinate the after-school programmes for them. There's a creche. There's, there's an awful lot of stuff in there. There's a counselling. So that seems to be actually one way. It's very 17 and a couple of other places as well. The
Listen Project.
Lots that go on in there, really.
And it's the ages of the kids?
The children that I take care of are from 7 to 12.
Okay.
You know, so they'd be in the after-school programmes every day of the week.
Is it hard to get them in? I mean, would you know, for instance, on the counselling end of it, I imagine it might be hard. You have to be fairly discreet with them going in. I know it is worked out to be very discreet, but how hard is it to get them in?
To be quite honest with you, a lot of them would actually just call themselves first and look for an appointment to see somebody, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, how long would is it up to them when they'd finish, or is there an actual...
They usually run a 10-session programme with them and then see how they, you know, see if they want to come back themselves after that.
Okay.
You know, for another few sessions.
Okay, and what else did you say that you had in there?
We have a creche in there as well.
Okay.
2 to 4-year-olds. You know,
that's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noisy. Okay. They're great though. Yeah. Brilliant.
Send them in for counselling quick.
Yeah.
All the minders get the counselling after that, I'd say. So you're busy enough up there, Blaise, with the Sphere 17.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful programme for the people up around Darndale, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be proud of like what's been happening now over the years, and it's gathered momentum. And I mean, you know yourself, we've been in and talked about it, you know, there's been challenging times for all of our agencies financially over the couple of years. So it's great that, like, I think one of the positive things of all these financial kind of restrictions struggles is that ourselves and yourselves and everybody kind of pooled together a bit more and worked together. Because this wouldn't have happened if everybody was still loaded. Yeah. Do you know, it's kind of...
Yeah, no, I mean, people just, a lot of places I've talked to that people carried on and volunteered to keep the things going. Edenmore is an example. And has there any been, there'd be no more cuts in funding, but have they sort of said, well, maybe coming up to the budget, we may be able to give you a little bit more? Has there been any talk about that?
I don't think we'll get any more, no, okay. To be honest. I mean, a lot of our staff have took, like, kind of voluntary leave, do you know? A lot of people have kind of gone on a 4-day week or...
That's for me, and maybe that could all change
in the next couple
of weeks. Because I mean,
we don't know.
You're at the coalface, and Louise as well. I mean, you must surely to God, the people that are supposed to be intelligent can see that in the long run, if they invest money in something like this thing, they're saving money down the road.
Yeah,
especially when you have to work, put young people on the right road.
Like I think that's blindly obvious. Do you know?
Not to them though.
Yeah, but okay. It's kind of these kind of young people services. That isn't so kind of formal as school or whatever, that should be. No, and not just youth services. I think even more, there should be more funding made for, even like the local swimming pool there, like we were saying, do you know, that should be open.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Things like that, like, do you have to invest in the youth or, do you know?
I used to go there every Saturday.
To the cool up pool, yeah.
Okay, how long has it been closed now? I mean, you don't hear anyone talking about it.
Yeah.
But are they going to open it, John? Did you hear that, and that they were going to open it?
I haven't heard nothing. That's the first time there, the Blaise saying that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does, because that's the closest one to us. Mm. Remember me, Kane, Dylan, all used to go?
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning.
Okay. And I know that there's a lot of freedom as regards the young people up there, and if you have any suggestions, so we are live on air now. So again, when you're sitting there and you're going, I think maybe what they should have in here is, what is it? What's missing up there that you'd like to see there? Put Blaise on the spot and see, can he get it for you?
And the pill?
No, sorry.
Oh, it's fair.
Sphere 17. Yeah.
This is interesting, though.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
More games.
What kind of games?
For PlayStation. a better pill table. A bigger kitchen. More laptops.
I shouldn't have asked.
Better internet.
I shouldn't have asked. He picks the most expensive things.
No blades.
That's very mean, no.
He means he doesn't want to shave, that's all.
Yeah.
He's 18 now, he can grow a beard if he wants. Yeah. Look at that, he's in the process of growing a beard.
18, blimey.
But it's quite an active, the dissenter is very, very active, Louise, isn't it? I mean, there's something going on all the time, you can feel it. The minute you walk into the centre, there's something happening all the time. There's a constant flow
of people coming in now. Actually, we do an awful lot of courses in there as well, adult courses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do jewellery and pottery and sewing, knitting, all that kind of stuff. So everybody comes in. It's a very welcoming place as well. Mm-hmm. You can come in for your tea and the scones made every day by the chef in there for you, you know.
So. And the good thing as well, which I notice up there, I often talk to some people, is the integration. I mean, I was joking with someone up there today and he just in remark and said, I'm a nobody. I said, well, there's nobody that's a nobody. Everybody's somebody. And I said, as a matter of fact, you can start complaining when you get a bit older because that's when you become a bit invisible. Yeah. But that doesn't happen. The integration with the older community in Darndale is very much in the forerunner of a lot of things that happen up there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two older people's groups that come in twice a week to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do their own thing. You know, but they seem to have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
No, but you're right though. There's the care and repair service and the active agent.
Because if you can't get it, that's what I liked about it. If they can't get out to you to the centre, you'll go out to them. Yeah. That's the service that's in there as well. So they're very well catered for. How long is the fun day going on for today, Blades?
I'd say it'll go until it. I mean, will it go till 5 o'clock? Will it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say it might go well until five. I think like it started now, and there's a great crowd there, and all the games have started. I think the barbecue is about to kind of maybe the next half hour people will be eating. They have a dunk tank. So a few like the youth have to get in staff and a few of the people are going in. And
I saw John's lighting up when he said something.
They're making me go in because it's greater.
Yeah, but I think you better be careful yourself.
I know. there's a few.
Is that one of them yolks where they sit on a seat?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's full of the fire brigade kindly came and filled it for us. Because if you use the hose from the tap, it takes like 6 or 8 hours to fill. It's a big tank, but the fire brigade come in 10 minutes, so that was really good. And it's really good fun. We got that because we were at an activity about a month ago in Balbriggan, and they had one there, and the staff would sit on it, and the young people throw the ball, hit the target, and it's just banging a big vat of freezing cold water.
Well, anyone that knows looks out the window over the past couple of weeks, the weather here is in the 26, 27 or so. Yeah. I mean, I'd even volunteer to get up on that myself on a day like today.
Yeah, it'd be good. I'm sure. I'm definitely going to get ropes into that at some point today. Okay. But there's loads of other stuff. There's stuff for there's bouncy castles for like the younger, for like the under 10s as well. There's a candy floss thing. There's a fishing competition happening. They've got a DJ there. There's music, and it's a real. And regardless of whether you already link in with the New Life Centre or Sphere 17, it's a real open, welcoming community day. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's kind of listening here, like what is it, 12:20? It'll be going on all day. So like
that's what I've been saying. Do you know, since I come on.
Yeah,
and also you've a lot. I mentioned there's a lot of sport and penalty shootouts.
Penalty shootouts, crossbar challenge. They're doing a bit of athletics, cricket. There's loads. It's kind of, do you know. So it's really exciting, really.
I mean, Blades is running around like a blue arse fly all morning as well. I must mention Madeline Ebbs from Dublin City Council as well. She's the same. Is this a relaxing day for you, Louise?
No.
No.
No, we all be running around, you know, ourselves, just making sure everything runs smoothly and the kids are safe.
Yeah. Okay. Are you helping out as well? I've seen you carrying some stuff around as well.
Yeah. And I'm in charge of registration as well, and Blades dragged me away from that.
Oh, didn't you? Okay.
No, we've got a good mix.
He's a hard taskmaster.
No, but it's a good mix because we have a lot of our like older young people that are like say 18 plus like John that are all really keen to volunteer and help out and everything. Mm. And then there's all the New Life staff and our staffs, and then there's the DCC and the Darndale football team. So there's a big team of people that have all got there's a bit lot of energy there and enthusiasm. So we're just hoping
Doesn't mind.
There's no fear that. Listen, thanks very much for coming in the three.
Thanks.
And John from Sphere 17 and Louise from New Life. Anyway, as I said, we brought a little bit of the fun day down here for 25 minutes, but it's going on about 5 o'clock if you're in the area. Just describe exactly where it is now.
It's Darndale Park. Most of it is at the far end of Darndale Park, which is where the football change rooms are. If you're not really familiar there, if you came in on the Lynx Road and you went past the Discovery Centre and the church and Sphere 17 is all on your right, you go past there and the road bends round and you couldn't miss it there.
Follow it all the way down from the centre.
And if you asked anyone round there, anyone would tell you that where it is.
I'd say at this stage you'd hear it anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's music going there.
Just follow the sound.
You might, and you probably can smell that, the pig. The pig. I can't wait. I hope it's not started that when we get back now,
Incidentally, do you get a break, Blaise, during the summer yourself?
Well, our service fair, we kind of close for the first 2 weeks of August.
Okay.
So everybody uses 2 weeks of their holidays for 2 weeks. So, And I actually, because I work so hard, I work so hard, I always save holidays in a bucket either side. So tonight, after work, I'm going to go home, finish packing, shower, and I'm going to drive to Connemara. It's a Roundstone where my partner Kate is from, and she is right now, and I'm going to have nearly a month there, and I'm going to see no young people. No offence, John. I'm just going to chill out, read some books, have some nice food, swims in the sea, relax, you know. So it's...
You're not even going to do any, though.
Oh, well, I am.
You can't read.
What?
You can barely swim.
I'm a good swimmer.
Okay.
Anything you can tell us about that's going to be happening in the winter coming up, or maybe bring you in later on and tell us when you've formulated stuff, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we when we come back in August, we kind of plan out, do a lot of our planning then. But I know that for Halloween, there's like a Darndale Bell Camp Community Arts Week that we kind of had last year as well. So I think it's the start, I think it's the week after Halloween. So there'll be loads going on then, so I'm sure we'll come in and talk. There'll be a lot of different art activities, and that's kind of like, that's all the different organisations again kind of come together and pool resources and stuff. So that's always a good week.
Louise, do you get a break? Obviously,
I do. Yeah, no, the centre still stays open. But the majority of our youth workers will take a couple of weeks in August off as well. So everything's finished as far as the youths go, you know. So.
Okay, listen, Louise, John and Blaise, thank you very much for coming in. Happy birthday again to John. Have a good night tonight. And if you see anyone with handcuffs or that, just... and funny pink blindfolds. I know you're not getting married, but you still do the same type of thing. Listen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks,
and bringing some of the fun day here. And it continues on to 5 o'clock up in Darndale Park.